Hello and welcome back to the TTD. This year we'll be talking about less than a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Beitza 7. The Gemara talks about the hen trying to go near a rooster, seeing if they will be close to each other, if they walk over to each other. And the Gemara talks about if there's a river, it's not going to move. If there's a bridge, though, the rooster will cross the river via the bridge. If there's only a rope bridge across the river, a rooster will not cross the river in it. But it once happened that a rooster did cross a river on a rope bridge. The idea being, thinking about a bridge, thinking about a gesher, thinking about a connection throughout the world to connect different bodies of land. Of course, we use bridges to get from place to place. Sometimes we use tunnels, and to get place to place, sometimes we use alleyways or overpasses. But what can we do in our life to make a bridge for someone to be able to access something, to be able to connect to us, to be able to learn different things? We have to make bridges in our lives. We have to make connections in our lives with people and with things and with matters. And if we reach out to people and they don't connect to Torah in one way, we have to try another way. It's the whole idea of the podcast that I do. I want to make Torah accessible and reachable for people in a short audio format. That's why the daf lessons I try to do around 3 minutes, the partial lessons around 15 minutes or less now, and the OT and the Pirkei Avos do around 5 to 10 minutes, and the live show try to do in an hour. Make things accessible. What can we do to make bridges to people, connections to people, so they can access Torah in a way that works and they can connect to it, they can be able to have that bridge, have that connection, have that ability to access Torah? Think about how you can do so for people in your life, and then they could have the bridge to connect as well. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 8 here on the TTD.